That. So 80% of your content should be informational related to your niche, and 20% of your content should be your personality, should be you showing who you are to your followers. And if you're not using every tool on Instagram, that's a big mistake that you're making. You're missing out on the people in each category. And number two, you're not testing out. What if Instagram Reels will blow up for you? Hello and welcome to Start Your Influence Podcast. This is Valerie, host, influencer, and entrepreneur. I'm so excited to have you here. This is definitely a place where you can truly learn how Instagram works, how you can use social media to leverage your business, your personal brand, and again, how to make money on Instagram. I don't want you guys to waste your time on these social media platforms and not actually get any benefit from them. I want you to actually take your life into your hands, really achieve those goals that you have with social media and use it for a benefit. Now today, we're going to dive into the three rookie mistakes you are making while growing your Instagram account. So this is a question I get pretty often from people who are starting off, and they're asking me, Val, how do I make sure that I'm not making mistakes on Instagram, make sure that I'm on the right path for the growth that I want? And this is perfect for you, especially if you're starting off, or if you have been doing Instagram for a while, but you're not really super happy with the results that you have. So this is a good episode that you can use to analyze your account and see what you might need to change. So perfect for beginners and those who already are trying to grow on Instagram. Now we're going to go over three keys that I want you to take a look at, write down, and then see what you need to change or if you're doing the right thing in this category. I also want to give a big thank you to those who left reviews on Apple, on iTunes for this podcast. It is amazing because that is exactly what we needed. We hit the goal of over 65 reviews. So now we can go ahead and go forward and I can continue to create these amazing podcasts for you guys that I know you value. I get DMs from you guys saying, wow, I'm growing in 500 followers, etc. I'm starting to work with brands. And it's amazing. That's awesome because that is exactly why I do these episodes. And again, if you still haven't, go ahead and share this podcast on your stories. So go ahead and take a screenshot on whatever platform you're listening on. If it's on iTunes, on Spotify, or maybe Anchor, go ahead and take a screenshot and share this on your profile. And don't forget to tag me so then I can actually repost your story on my profile. So you get a little bit of a shout out from me as well to my 200,000 plus followers. That is my thank you to you. That would be amazing. So more people can also see and use this resource as well. Before we dive into our content for today, I also want to let you guys know that this podcast is actually brought to you by Instagram Marketing 101 2.0 program. This is a program that's helped hundreds of students grow on Instagram and start making money as respected influencers. So if you've never heard of it before, go ahead and check it out. I will leave a link tagged to my program on the Spotify version of this podcast. If you don't listen to my podcast on Spotify, that's totally cool. Just go ahead and go on over to my Instagram account, and in my bio, I have all this information. So you can go ahead and check out my program, see how it works, see how it can benefit you, and also check out all the students who have seen so much progress. So I'm super excited. Let's do it. Let's go ahead and see what the three rookie mistakes you should be avoiding when growing your Instagram account. So number one mistake that I see lots of new influencers, accounts, even business accounts make is not having a niche. So I always talk about this on a lot of my informational content because it's that important. So what is a niche? Sometimes people ask me, they don't really know. And that is simply a topic that your account, your Instagram profile is focused in. If, for example, if I was a photographer on Instagram, my Instagram content would be focused in photography. If I was a fashion influencer, my content would be focused around fashion, outfits, inspiration for people and stuff like that. So it's something that is in the category of fashion. Now, if I was a fitness influencer or I really like fitness, then my account would be focused on workouts, going to the gym, posting supplements that I like, or my maybe diet daily. So something that is related to fitness. Another visual representation that I want to share with you guys today is, for example, you are taking somebody on a date, and usually people don't want to go to a buffet or take somebody they like to a buffet, right? Usually you're going to go to a maybe seafood restaurant, Mexican restaurant, maybe you're going to get sushi, maybe you're going to go to an Italian restaurant. So usually people don't really want to go to buffet because it's just too much food, it's in different categories, and 99% of us just wouldn't do that. And that is the same concept. The same concept actually applies to Instagram. So when you're following people on Instagram, you usually follow them for a reason. So if I was to be interested in fashion and I want to get some fashion inspiration for the week, for my month, for my trip to somewhere, then I'm going to go ahead and follow fashion influencers. If I want to learn some workouts that I can use in the gym, I'm going to go ahead and follow some fitness influencers and use their informational content for my benefit, for my growth at the gym. So as you can see, we usually follow people for a specific reason. Now, take a look at your own Instagram. So why do you follow certain people? And I'm sure that you'll see the same representation. You'll see that you follow people for a reason as well. You never really follow people for no reason. And same thing applies to your account. So when you're posting content, you need to start thinking about what category your content is going to be focused in. And when people are going to be going on your account, you have to have a reason that they will follow you. So if I was to go ahead and look at your account and it's just a whole bunch of lifestyle content that is mixed together. So one day you're posting pictures of your dog, the next day you're doing a workout, the next day you're doing a fashion outfit, and the next day after that you're doing a makeup video. It's very, very complicated for me as a follower to see why I should follow you. So that is confusing to people. Now, if I went on your profile and you had specifically fitness workouts, you had diet plans that you use, you're posting tips daily on your stories, and then you have videos with workouts that I can do at the gym, that is amazing. And I'm actually going to follow you because you're useful in that category, in that niche. So that is something I just want you to understand, to get that into your head, that you need to have a niche that your account is focused in. Now, maybe you're thinking, okay, Val, that's super good. I understand that. I need to pick a niche, but I actually don't know what kind of topic I want to choose for my account. And my answer to you is actually, I have a podcast episode on Start Your Influence Podcast about how to choose a niche. So after this episode, you can go ahead and check that out. It's perfect for you if you're thinking, okay, that's cool, but I don't know how to choose what my Instagram should be about. You need to check that episode out, listen to it, write the like notes down, because if you're going to be listening to it and not taking notes, not taking action, it doesn't really matter. It's not going to be effective. So I want you to actually take some time at home if you can, somewhere that you have time and you can focus and really take advantage of all the tips that I give you, especially if you are still confused with picking a niche. On top of all of this information, I also want you to think about the content that you should be posting. So once you understand what niche your account should be in, or maybe you already have one, for example, if you're a photographer and you're listening to this, you already have a photographer niche, right? That's your topic that you're going to be posting about. You're probably using that for clients, or maybe you're trying to educate people on photography. This means that 80% of your content should be photography related. But also, at the same time, I want you to understand that you need to have some of your personality showing in your content. So I recommend 80% of your content that you're going to be posting. And when I say content, this applies to stories, posts, IGTV videos, reels, everything that you are posting on Instagram. Then 80% of this should be related to your niche. And the second part, so the 20% that is left, should be things that can actually showcase your personality. So this is also a really important concept I want you to get down. If you're driving, please don't take notes, but if you have the ability to put some notes down in your phone on a piece of paper, go ahead and do that. So 80% of your content should be informational related to your niche, and 20% of your content should be your personality, should be you showing who you are to your followers. Because at the same time, you don't also want to be professional or solely, you know, focused in your niche 80% of, or 100% of the time. You actually want to show people who you are. So I have a lot of people often ask me, so my students especially, inside my program, like to ask me, hey Val, I really enjoy other things. So like my niche is, for example, fashion, but I really enjoy beauty and I really enjoy fitness. I really enjoy, for example, art. So how can I combine those other hobbies of mine into my Instagram? So what I recommend, if you have this kind of problem, that you still post 80% of your content within your one niche. So if you are a beauty artist, like a makeup artist, you can have 80% of your posts be in beauty, but then the 20% left can be all those other hobbies that you have. Maybe you're a really good dancer and you can post some of your dance videos up on Instagram stories and talk about how you got started maybe, or how it helped you in life. And that 20% can be for that kind of content. But I do recommend that 80% of your content is still within your niche, because you don't want to confuse your audience. You want to give them information that pretty much you want to give them the information that they follow you for, right? So if they're following you for beauty, if they're following you for fitness, give them that information, because that's the reason they clicked that follow button and stayed within your account on Instagram. All right, so we got that out of the way. The number one mistake that you want to avoid is not having a niche on Instagram. And what you need to do to fix that is to find a niche, to make sure that you are understanding how important that is, and also that you should be posting 80% of your content within that topic, within your niche, and 20% that's related to other things that you do. Now, the second mistake, I want to go ahead and dive into that as well right away. The second mistake that you may be making on Instagram is not utilizing all of Instagram tools. So we may be guilty of this. Maybe you're thinking about that already, and that's okay, but we can definitely fix that. And that's why I am here for. Now, when I'm talking about Instagram tools, let me explain what that actually means. So tools means the things that Instagram has given us. And here are just some examples. For example, you can be saving your stories to highlights. You can be posting Instagram TV videos. You can be engaging in your DMs. You can post live videos. Host live videos with your followers. You can do newsfeed posts. You can also use hashtags. So this is all a list of tools that Instagram has given us. Of course, now we have even more tools like Instagram Reels, which is very, very powerful. Especially after I have tested it out myself and I've grew 100,000 followers in just 1 week using Instagram Reels. So yes, you heard me right. If you are interested in Instagram Reels, you can also listen to another episode that I have on that topic. But today we're talking about not utilizing all of Instagram tools. And these are all ways to reach your audience. What we need to understand is that, for example, if we're not using stories, we're missing out on the audience that uses and watches stories regularly. And another thing we really need to understand is that not all audience are the same. So not all of your followers enjoy newsfeed posts. Not all of your followers read your captions. Some followers enjoy stories over newsfeed posts. However, other followers don't really like watching stories. Instead, they like to read long captions. And that's something you need to understand. So if you're not posting stories, then you're missing out on all those people, all of those followers that actually enjoy watching stories. If you're not posting Instagram TV videos, there's people who watch Instagram TV, IGTV videos regularly, and you're not posting them, so you're missing out on capturing all of that audience. And I know that you may be thinking, well, this just seems like a lot of work. Am I supposed to be on every little thing on Instagram? And I'm not saying that you need to be spread out and working 5 hours a day on Instagram just so you can be on every too well on Instagram. That's not the point. My point is that you may be losing certain people. And you just need to understand how powerful it is to use the Instagram real estate that they have given us. So the real estate is the opportunity, for example, to use live videos, to use posts, to use hashtags, to use Instagram reels. And if you're not using them, you're missing out. That's just my point. Now, when it comes to choosing, I know you may be thinking, wow, how am I gonna have enough time to do everything? And my point is you don't really need to do every single thing on Instagram, but I want you to test out at least once everything on Instagram. So I want you to test out IGTV videos. I want you to engage in your DMs once in a while. I want you to try live videos. I want you to post newsfeed posts. I want you to use hashtags. So all these things you need to try out in order for you to see how well they do for your account. So for example, I tried all of the tools that Instagram has given me, and I love using hashtags. Hashtags truly help me. I get over 20, 80,000 impressions from hashtags alone. So for example, if I'm not using hashtags, I'm missing out on 20 to 80,000 impressions. That's 20 to 80,000 people that I would be missing out on if I didn't use hashtags. So for me, I understand that hashtags do well, and I'm gonna continue using hashtags. Now, posts. I know that my posts do very nice. I know that I get saves, I get likes, I get people sharing my posts. And of course, I'm gonna continue posting newsfeed posts. Now, on Instagram stories, I also understand that I have a different audience. I have people who watch my stories, but they don't even like my pictures on Instagram simply because they really enjoy watching my stories alone, and they don't really enjoy reading or watching anybody's Instagram posts at all. And that's just their preference. That doesn't mean that I do bad Instagram posts. All that means is that they just have a different preference. Same thing applies to you as well. I don't want you to be confused or thinking of yourself low. I know that sometimes people are like, I don't know why people are liking my posts, but they don't watch my stories, or the opposite. Your followers may be watching your stories, but not liking your posts. And that's okay, because not everybody is going to do everything at once. There's no follower who's in their sane mind and it's gonna go on your account, like your post, save it, send it to a friend, watch your Instagram Reels video, go watch your IGTV video, go look at all of your stories and look at all of your highlights. Like, nobody really has time for that, and that's okay. All we're trying to do when we're posting this much content as content creators is we're trying to capture every person, every follower that we can in each category, right? So that's something that we need to understand. But I want you to really test out every kind of tool that Instagram gives us and see which one will do well for you, and really stick to them, to those especially that are well, that give you engagement, that give you following. So especially for me, I really did an experiment with the Reels for the past 1 to 2 months. And I've been testing it out. I've been pushing out content daily, even 2 times a day. And that really helped me see that by using this tool that Instagram has given us, I have reached, I think, one of the most biggest growth that I've seen on Instagram with Reels. So I've maxed out this tool and I've grew 100,000 followers in 1 week. It takes people years to grow 100,000 followers that are active, that want to see their posts. And I did that in 1 week. So that is amazing. And that just shows that you as well, you should be testing out each category. And if you're not using every tool on Instagram, that's a big mistake that you're making. First of all, this can be a mistake because you're missing out on the people in each category. And number two, you're not testing out. What if Instagram Reels will blow up for you? But if you never post or you never test it out, you never even get on Instagram Reels, how would you know? So that is the second reason that you should be testing out each tool that Instagram gives us. And maybe even make it a goal for you this week to go ahead and test out 3 new tools that you haven't tested out previously. Maybe one of them is going to be to host a live video. Another one is going to be to engage with all of your followers on Instagram. So if somebody is replying to you on DMs, go ahead and start a conversation with them. If somebody is commenting on your Instagram post, go ahead and talk to them, ask them more questions. So engage with your followers through the DMs and also through the comments section on your posts. And third, maybe you can go ahead and test out Reels. And this is something I actually highly recommend. When I say maybe, I actually highly advise that you do test out Reels, because the algorithm is just so amazing. And honestly, nobody really knows how long the algorithm is going to be this great for, so might as well take advantage of it and use this golden opportunity, like I like to say it is. Now, quick recap of what we learned so far, just so you are intact, that you understand what we're going through. So the three rookie mistakes that you're making while growing your Instagram account, and the first one is not having a niche on your account, and we have all the solutions that we just talked about to fix that. Number two is not utilizing all of Instagram's tools. And of course, how we can easily fix that is to go ahead, test out, hop on Instagram Reels on all the tools that we have and see the benefits and start capturing audience that we previously haven't. Now, drum roll for number three. Let's go ahead and hop into the third mistake that you may be making. Now, this is something I even struggled for with a long time, and I know a lot of us may be struggling with. So being inconsistent. This is something that I think a lot of us can't raise our hands and understand that this is actually hard, especially when you're first starting out. One of the biggest things is trying to understand what you're working for, that being consistent is important for your followers. Being consistent is important to monetizing and making money on Instagram. And I actually want you to know that it's normal to be inconsistent. So don't be guilty, like feeling guilty for yourself just because you're not inconsistent, you're not posting regularly, because it's normal. But it's also something that you need to get over. You need to understand how to battle. And that's why I'm here for. And I actually want to talk about the importance of being consistent. So being consistent actually shows your followers that you are dedicated. And I like to always say that if you're not serious about your Instagram, if you're not posting consistently, then why should your followers take you, your account, seriously? And when it comes to being consistent, I mean at least posting 2 to 5 stories a day, right? I don't want you to be posting one story a week, posting one post a week, and then disappearing for another week. I'm talking about consistency, and I don't mean every day as well. So when I say consistency, I do not want you to burn out. And I don't expect you to post every single day, 7 days a week. That's kind of crazy. I don't even do that myself, personally. I just don't think that's a healthy balance for you to have. The sweet spot is somewhere about from 2 to 5 stories a day and 4 to 6 posts a week. So that is something I want you to write down and take note of. 2 to 5 stories a day. It's not that hard. If you aren't comfortable with being in front of the camera, then first of all, you need to go listen to an episode about getting outside your comfort zone on my Instagram podcast. But other than that, you can go ahead and post a picture of your breakfast, of something that you're reading. It doesn't have to be about you talking, but you can make 2 to 5 stories a day happen. It's really not that hard. And 4 to 6 posts a week isn't too hard as well, especially once you get into the habit of doing that. And once you're going to be consistent, your followers can expect you to be present. So they can expect that you're going to be posting next week and the week after, that when they follow your account, it's not going to be weird and you're going to be just inconsistent, posting one day, the next day you're disappearing. And then 1 week you're posting tips, the next day you're not providing any information at all. They can know that by clicking that follow button, they can expect you to be present. And they can invest their time. So you need to understand that you're not the only one that's investing time into your account. That when someone follows you, they're investing their hours, their time watching, liking, and engaging with your content. So that actually makes you understand that, wow, I actually have a pretty high responsibility to be consistent, to be creating content for somebody who's following me for that reason, for that purpose. So once you understand this, I think it's going to help you become more serious about what you're doing. Something I actually want to point out is, in order for you to be consistent, you actually need to understand what niche and what topic your account is about. So it's really cool how three of these mistakes actually coexist. So they actually help each other out. So once you understand the first step that we talked about today, which was the first mistake, not having a niche on Instagram, but once you fix this mistake, and you actually have a topic, it's a lot easier for you to be consistent than if you didn't have a topic. So for example, if I was somebody who still didn't know what my Instagram account is about, I posted random things every day, it's a little bit harder for me to be consistent because I don't even know what I'm going to be posting about, right? So I know that we have felt this way as well. I have felt this way. And once you have a niche, once you understand that, okay, all my content is going to be focused on mama blogging, on motherhood, or you understand, okay, all of my content is actually going to be focused on photography, then it's a lot easier for you to be consistent because now you know what kind of content you should be creating. You know that you should be posting photography tips. You know that you should be posting behind the scenes, maybe before and after edits, stuff that's related to photography. And that just makes that problem being inconsistent a lot easier. And if you fix this mistake now, it's just going to be a lot easier. So if you go ahead and implement all of these three tips that I'm giving you guys today, these three mistakes that you should be avoiding, it's going to make your Instagram progress, your journey, so much easier. And I wish somebody told me that first thing that you're supposed to do is pick a niche. And this will make life so much easier. This will make content creation so much easier, or being consistent every week on stories and on posts. And that's what I want you guys to do. I want you to actually take these mistakes and actually turn them into a way to improve your account and a way to avoid. So you know that you need to avoid making these mistakes and you know exactly what you need to do to fix these mistakes. So I'm super excited that you're here, you're listening to this moment, which means you're very much dedicated. You know that you want to actually achieve success with Instagram. You're probably tired of wasting hours and hours just stalking people and comparing your life to others. That's what I used to do, and I hated it. I would feel like my energy was drained after getting on Instagram, and it's like useless. Like, why am I even wasting hours on this app? So that's exactly why I actually turned it around and I started to use Instagram for a benefit, started to monetize it, and now I'm a full-time influencer. And I don't have to worry about income. I don't have to worry about being inconsistent, making mistakes, because I have done that for you guys and you can also learn from me. Now, let's do a recap of what exactly we learned today, just so you have it in your head and you have it clearly. So, number one mistake that you want to avoid when growing your Instagram account is not having a niche. Number two is not utilizing all of Instagram tools. And number three, being inconsistent. So I hope this podcast actually showed you and opened up your eyes to places that you need to fix, some things that you need to change in your account on Instagram, and shows you what your next step is. That's exactly what I'm here for. I don't want you to be taking years to grow on Instagram like I did. I want you to do it faster. I'm here to help you and make this journey easier. In addition to today's podcast episode, I actually wanted to give you guys another resource. I know that a lot of people already have downloaded this resource, but if you still haven't, you need my free Growth Hacks PDF. This is a PDF that I've created for you guys with my ultimate organic, which means free, growth hacks that you can use today. So all you have to do is click on the link of the Spotify version of this podcast episode. But if you aren't listening to this on Spotify, that's totally fine. Go ahead and click on the link in my Instagram, which is at Valerie_Lisitsina. And you can go ahead and download the PDF there. But this is a very useful tool. You do want to start off with at least having that PDF as well. It's going to help you with your growth strategies, and they're all free. So you can start utilizing these growth strategies right after downloading that PDF. So that is located in my Spotify link of this podcast episode and also on my Instagram bio. And of course, be on the lookout. I'm posting content daily for you guys on Instagram stories, on my Instagram reels with lots of hacks. I'm sure that you guys have checked those out as well. And I have graphics that I post on news feeds with like amazing tips and checklists that I think you guys find super valuable, because we have over 1,000 saves just on these posts. So I literally have more than 1,000 people saving that post. post because it's that useful. So be on the lookout. I'm posting content for you guys daily, and I know that it's going to be fresh. It's always up to date, and I know that you guys can actually use them for your benefit. Once again, thank you for listening, making it to this place today, and I'm super proud of you. I'm super excited for your growth, for your progress, because you're dedicated, you're here learning, and that's one of the first steps to success, and I just want you to take action, which is going to be the second step for your success. Take action on these tips, on this material that I'm giving you guys today, and I'm excited for your growth. Thank you for listening, and I will see you in the next podcast episode.